The vast majority of Sue Today readers think it's time to raise the bar on who gets included on the Sunshine List. Released every year by the province since 1996, the searchable database names every public sector worker in Ontario who earns an annual salary of at $100,000 or more, an exercise in transparency that gives taxpayers a window into where some of their money is going. But a lot has changed in 28 years. When the list was first unveiled, it contained just 4,494 names. This year's installment has more than 300,000, including thousands of teachers, nurses, police officers, and firefighters. Simply put, a $100,000 salary isn't as lucrative as it used to be. Adjusted for inflation, that same dollar figure from 1996 would be about $175,000 in today's money. See? Sunshine List. Here are the big local salaries your tax dollars pay for. We asked Sue Today readers to weigh in on what they think the threshold should be for inclusion on the Sunshine List. As of this morning, more than 1,700 votes had been cast. The vast majority, more than 74%, believe the bar should be raised so the list is smaller, capturing only the biggest breadwinners. What should the new cutoff be? More than 39% of respondents chose $150,000, while another 25% voted for $200,000. Only 26% of respondents believe the threshold should stay the same or be lowered. Below is the full breakdown of the votes, as of Monday morning. $75,000 to 43 votes, 2.53%. $100, 195 votes, 11.49%. $150,000 to 666 votes, 39.25%. $200,000 to 431 votes, 25.4%. $250,000 to 140 votes, 8.25%. $500,000 to 24 votes, 1.41%. All workers, 198 votes, 11.67%. Didn't vote yet? You still can. Locally, the Algoma District School Board had the most six-figure salaries on the public dime in 2023, with 483 staffers earning more than $100,000. Next on the list are Sioux Area Hospital, 440, the Huron Superior Catholic District School Board, 237, and Sioux College, 139. Algoma University and the Sioux St. Marie Police Service both had 129 six-figure earners, followed by the City of Sioux St. Marie, with 123. That number includes firefighters. Who tops the latest list in the Sioux? Ron Common, the former president of Sioux College, who earned $428,900.24 in 2023. Below is a list of the local organizations that landed on the list, as well as a list of their top-earning staffers. The dollar figure in brackets represents taxable benefits. You can search the full list here. Did we miss someone? Reach out at news@siouxtoday.com. Algoma District School Board, 483 six-figure earners. Lucia Reese, Director of Education, $237,000.10, $14,320.16. Joe Santamaria, Superintendent of Business, $192,000.08, $7,780.23. Superintendents Marcy Bell, Frank Palumbo, and Brent Valley, $176,009, $7,140.27. Sioux Area Hospital, 446 figure earners. Dr. Michael D'Agostino, Medical Director, Pathology, $375,066.52, $1,043.52. Dr. Andrew Webb, Vice President of Innovation, Quality in Medicine, $347,026.74, $1,586.64. Isla Watson, President and CEO, $343,238.34, $1,603.20. Huron Superior Catholic District School Board, 237 six-figure earners. Danny Viotto, Director of Education, $229,734.88, $4,600. 3-6. Superintendents Joseph Cialelli, Christine DeRocher, Filippo Lettieri, Justin Pino, $169,581.19. Ranging from $2,500.35 to $4,600.36. Sioux College, 139 six-figure earners. Ron Common, former president, $428,924.24, $219.84. David Orazietti, former dean, current president, $257,269.64, $365.15. Lori Burrows, chief financial officer, $212,829.92, $203.04. Algoma University, 129 six-figure earners. Aaron Gordon, business and economics professor, $410,357.04, $9,290.40. Asima Vezina, president, $332,250.16, $26,586.84. MD Mabubul Alam, business and economics professor, $315,375.12, $11,320.64. Sault Ste. Marie Police Service, 129 six-figure earners. Chief Hugh Stevenson, $223,540.37, $6,000. Deputy Chief, now retired, Robert McLachlan, $192,431.05, $4,800. Inspector, now Deputy Chief, Brent Duguay, $187,073.35, $1,790.29. City of Sault Ste. Marie, which includes firefighters, 123 six-figure earners. Sal Malcolm White, now retired, $228,209.24, $7,603.90. Deputy Sal Larry Girardi, $198,852.27, $5,500.61. Deputy Sal Tom Vare, now Sal, $198,852.25. $1,812.69. Fire Chief Peter Johnson, $189,474.90, $3,299.01. District of Sault Ste. Marie Social Services Administration Board, 23 six-figure earners. Mike Nadeau, CEO, $206,721.19. $7,788.96. David Peterson, Director of Corporate Services, $167,282.55, $1,426.95. Kate Kirkham, Chief of Paramedic Services, $137,790.68, $1,197.27. Algoma Public Health, 26 figure earners. Dr. John Tuanima, Associate Medical Officer of Health, $291,365.18, $814.75. Dr. Jennifer Liu, Medical Officer of Health, $268,739.19, $651.80. Lori Zeppa, Director of Health Protection, $163,715.96, $698.76. Group Health Center, 15 six-figure earners. Liliana Silvano, President and CEO, $265,005, $871.44. Tony Barone, Vice President of Finance, $218,379.24, $902.64. Darren Federle, Vice President of Clinical Operation, $171,283.61, $902.64.